handing me these coals. So tonight we, Lord willing, finish chapter 11 of Romans. And then next week, one of the most well-known passages to Christians. Amen. Chapter 12, verse 1. Living sacrifice. But he's finishing up the Jewish chapters tonight, which are 9, 10, and 11, with a great reminder that it's all about him. Amen. Notice verse 29. For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. For as ye in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. For God hath included them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out! For who hath known the mind of the Lord, or who hath been his counselor? Or who hath first given to him, and it shall be recompensed unto him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. So we'll grab it from that last verse, of him, and through him, and to him. Let's pray. Lord, I pray now that you would teach us through your word, that you would be glorified, that you would guide us. And Lord, that this would lift you up tonight. You said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto you. And I pray, Lord, that you'd be glorified, that we would open our hearts to hear from you, and Lord, be responsive. So we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. That great verse 29, every person that's ever had a calling on their life, we talked about this Sunday night with Moses, God doesn't change his mind. Amen. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Now, we understand that the direct doctrinal application of this is to Israel and those that he calls. But what he's saying is he never changes. Amen. We looked at this in Malachi 3 recently. He says, I am the Lord. Malachi 3, 6. I change not. And so if God calls us to do something, he doesn't change his mind 10 years later. It's without repentance. It never changes. And then that great verse, verse 33, oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. We will spend our entire Christian lives reading and studying his word, and we will never understand it all. Why? Because it's God. And if we look at Isaiah 55, verse 8, God's ways are higher than our ways. He even says in this verse here in Romans, his ways are past finding out. Thankfully, he has made salvation easy to understand. Thankfully, he has revealed himself in his word in ways that we can understand. But there are many things in Scripture that we struggle to understand. But that shouldn't surprise us, should it? Because it's God and we're man. Notice Isaiah 55, verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Many times people try to argue doctrinal points using logic, man's logic. You can't do that. That's a huge mistake. How many times has a Jehovah's Witness tried to convince you that Jesus is not God by asking rhetorical questions like, well, how could he pray to himself? And is that logical? Well, no, not from man's point of view, but God's ways are higher than our ways. God can do whatever he pleases. It doesn't have to fit into our system of understanding, does it? It says here in Romans 11, his ways are past finding out. His judgments are unsearchable. We can search until the end of our time on earth. We will not understand all of his judgments. We will never be able to grasp all of his ways. Now, it looks like, according to Scripture, we'll have perfect knowledge in heaven, praise God, but not down here. So another verse, Ephesians 3:8. Let's turn there. And again, this word unsearchable, he says, unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Again, we'll spend our entire Christian lives understanding what happened to us the day we were saved. Amen. All the wonderful things God did for us that day. We will spend our whole Christian lives understanding it, searching it, trying to grasp it. These riches that we inherited through Jesus. But they're unsearchable. We will never get to the bottom of it, which is why we can never say, oh, I've read the Bible 50 times, so I'm done. Because the next time you read it, the Holy Spirit will show you something else. Because God's ways are past finding out. God's judgments are unsearchable. And he follows up there in verse 34 of Romans 11 by saying, who hath known the mind of the Lord? Now that's an interesting rhetorical question, isn't it? As if man could understand what God thinks. Now the world tries all the time, don't they? They say things like, well, if God really was a God of love, then, and then they'll say whatever. In other words, they're trying to tell you how God thinks. We don't know how God thinks. We know what he's revealed to us in his word, but we don't know his mind. And we won't. While we're here on earth. His ways are so much higher. He is so unsearchable. You know, Job said his peace. His friends said their peace in the book of Job. And then at the end, God spoke. In Job 41:11, here's what he said. Who hath prevented me that I should repay him? Whatsoever is under the whole heaven is mine. This is God speaking to Job. He said, whoever gave me something, then I got to pay him back. That's impossible because I own everything. So we don't know his mind. And as it says in verse 35 of our passage, nothing shall ever be owed to God. Or I said that backwards, didn't I? Maybe I did. I don't know. In other words, God will never be a debtor to any man because God owns everything. And then this beautiful truth, verse 36, our focus tonight. For of him and through him and to him. Those are small words, but they are big thoughts. So what he's saying is everything in the universe is of God. It is through God and ultimately to God. That's true of our salvation. It's true of everything. But let's talk through them. So he says, first of all, of him. Our Christian life is not a religion, is it? It is a person. We don't get it from a person. We get the person. Amen? He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5:12. So our salvation isn't given to us of Jesus. We get Jesus. It's all of him. Everything is of him. We talked there about the unsearchable riches of Christ in Ephesians 3:8. But it's all of him. Look at 1 Corinthians 1:30 just to give you an example. But if you just did a phrase search, which we can do now with technology, of the phrase of him, you would be amazed what you would find. I'll give you a couple of examples. 1 Corinthians 1:30. But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God has made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Of him are you in Christ Jesus. It's all of him. The Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Christ. It is of him. The Bible says that Ephesians 3:12, we have boldness with confidence by the faith of him. Even answered prayers are of him. Amen? 1 John 3:22, most of us know, whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So everything comes from him. is what Paul is saying here. It all comes from him. And we as Christians understand this. We don't believe we're going to heaven because we have done anything. We believe we're going to heaven because of what God has given us. Amen? He's given us eternal life. It's a gift. It's all of him. And if without him, we would have nothing. We don't have anything in and of ourselves. It's all of him. But then he says, through him. So, not only is our salvation of him, but it's also through him, isn't it? It's through Jesus. Let's look at some examples. Ephesians 2:18. And what this is telling us is that everything is about God, about Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:18, for through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Why do we have access to the Father in heaven? Through Jesus. Amen? That's the only reason we're allowed access. So when people pray, if they don't have Jesus, they're not getting access. Because it's only through him. Romans 8:37 says, we are more than conquerors through him. Why are we more than conquerors over the devil in this wicked world? Because it's through Jesus that we are more than conquerors. Another one, 1 John 4:9. It says, and this was manifested, the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live, what? Through him. We are to live our Christian lives through Jesus. They were received of him. And we're to live our lives through him, aren't we? I can do all things, what? Philippians 4:13. Through Christ. We can only live the Christian life through Jesus. We only have it of Jesus, and we can only live it through Jesus. I can do all things through Christ. So of him and through him, and then the last one says to him. So what does that mean? Well, what it tells us is that everything is his, but it should all go back to him. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And God's creation does, doesn't it? Jesus said even the stones would cry out if these people weren't welcoming me into Jerusalem. But it's all unto him. Let's give some more examples. Psalm 100, verse 4. So this is what it means. Christianity is not a religion. It's a person, isn't it? It's Jesus. Notice Psalm 100, verse 4. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him. And bless his name. Don't just be thankful. Be thankful unto him. Because it's all to him. Let's look at a couple more. 2 Corinthians 5:15. 2 Corinthians 5:15. It says, in that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him, which died for them and rose again. So not only are we to live through Christ, we are to live unto Christ. What does that mean? It means everything we do should be to him, for him. Amen? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, what? Do all to the glory of God. 1 Corinthians 10:31. So it's all to him. Colossians 3:23. Whatsoever you do, do it heartily. What? As to the Lord. Everything is to him. And Hebrews 13:15. Let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God. So God is teaching us in this beautiful passage as he's wrapping up these chapters about Israel. He's reminding us of his power and his sovereignty. That his ways are past finding out, his judgments are unsearchable. But then in this last verse of the Jewish section, he reminds us everything is of him, everything is through him, and everything is to him. It's quite beautiful. So if you have salvation, it's because God gave it to you. It's of him. And if you're going to live the Christian life God wants you to live, it's only going to be done through Christ. And everything that we do should be unto him. Amen? Our lives should be lived unto him. Not unto ourselves, not to this world, but unto Jesus Christ. Because we will spend eternity with him. And we will give account to him as well. As we know, Romans chapter 14, we will all give account at the judgment seat of Christ. So it's all of him, it's all through him, it's all to him. The one that is unsearchable. The one who we will never find out all his ways until we get to heaven. But that's okay. That's not a bad thing. It's just good to always be reminded that we don't know everything, and we won't. The Bible says, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. And if any man think that he knoweth anything, he knoweth nothing, yet as he ought to know. We will never know it all. But that's good. It means we can keep studying the Word, keep reading the Word, and keep learning new things. But it's all of him, it's all through him, and it's all to him. Praise God. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your precious word, for a reminder about your sovereignty and your power. And Lord, a reminder that it's all about you. You created us for yourself, and then you loved us enough to die for us and rise again for us, Lord, and give us a new life. And we can't thank you enough. May we live our lives through you and unto you. We love you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.